It's all about that money, money.
Yeah, yeah.
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 X marks, X spot, Spotify, Anchor. X marks the spot, got competition in the headlock. Randy Savage with the flow, with a Hogan leg drop. From Bangkok to New York, Alabama to Shatown. Independent and pro, we talking it on the chat now. So sat down and hear Stacks lay the smackdown. Move your smart ass tricks and he don't never back down. What all elite toppers mixed with honor and backs our stream. Got fans in Japan and gorillas on my team. So please follow me for the live broadcast. X marks is about the wrestling podcast. X marks is about the wrestling podcast. X marks is about the wrestling podcast. Here comes the
champions, 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 champions,
What up, you smart-ass tricks, trick-ass smarts, skick-skags, scallywags, hee-haws, and hooly-hoos to another episode of X-Smarts the Spot. I'm your host, Stax the Homie, and that intro was extra-ass D-fuck. But I also don't give a fuck, so there's that. Nah, for real, man. Welcome to another episode of this shit. Last week was I Might Need Security, and I was talking big boy shit, and ain't shit gonna change this week because I'm gonna still talk big boy shit, except I don't think I'm gonna need security this go around because I could pretty much handle this shit on my own at this point. No, last week I needed them, this week not so much. I'm just back in my talking shit mode, and you know, when you've been in quarantine for the past few months, like you gather a lot of ill feelings, and you gotta, you know, express those feelings and, you know, take them out on people and use your platform for everything that's not good. So what better use, or should I say abuse, of a platform than your own fucking wrestling podcast? So, hey, I won the fucking lottery, so I ain't gonna get to it just yet. First of all, I just want to send my condolences to the family of Shad Gaspard, man. That shit really, that was rough, man. I ain't gonna lie, that's some rough shit, man. Like, the way he went out and went out a hero, told the people to save his son, and that shit rough. You know, I really like Shad. I like Crime Time in general. Like, I was just talking about them, you know, on my For the Culture episode a few months back, and that's a tough one, man. Like, you know, we done lost a lot of good people in a wrestling biz, and like I never had the chance to meet him, but just coming, just hearing all the good shit about him from people I know, from mutual friends and whatnot, this shit's sad. Ain't no other way to put it, man. This shit's sad. Like, he's really doing his thing outside of wrestling. Like, he would still do some indie shows here and there, but you know, he had that acting shit popping. He even had a script for a pilot, a wrestling a show called Pinfall that was in the works, and like he was doing his thing. Like, you know, I think that was with like $7 production and all that good shit, but it's rough, man. So all my condolences and just thoughts and prayers to that family. But you know, Shad was a big shit talker, so I'm going ahead and, you know, continue that legacy of talking shit in my own right. So take a sip for the homie Shad. But let me get into my shit talking phase right now. It's kind of hard to with all that's going on, but the shit talking must go on. So like I said, I ain't gonna need security this week, so, because I can handle a lot of these motherfuckers I'm about to talk about. But it's all in good fun for me. I don't know about y'all that's not ready to hear this shit, but hey, I'm having a lot of fun doing this shit. So what I'm gonna get into is just some shit that bothers me as usual, and one of the biggest thing that bothers me is fans using wrestling insider terms. like they use that shit like in fucking real life situations. Like these motherfuckers always saying hot tag, botches, all type of crazy shit. Just when they talking about wrestling amongst each other, like you see a lot of fucking terms. And a lot of these terms that they saying that's supposed to be insider terms, like at this point, they're just outsider terms because it's like, I'm assuming they go on Wikipedia and look up that list for wrestling insider terms. Like, yes, they have like a fucking list on Wikipedia. Don't none of y'all smart ass tricks going there looking for that shit like I just uncovered a fucking Easter egg for y'all. This shit's bad because for one, it's the most basic shit like of all time. Like they got fucking A show, B show, babyface, heel, high spot, spot monkey. They got the wrong definition of heat. And that's where a lot of motherfuckers get caught up in when they always saying, oh, yes, heat. He got heat. He got all type of heat from the crowd. Heat. Man, I'm going to say this. When I did my episode about Cheap Heat McKenzie and I did the whole thing about the motherfucker can't get heat from the crowd, I ain't know what the fuck that shit meant, man. I was just being a little smart ass trick at that point. But, you know, just kind of working in the wrestling business, like you learn a lot of shit. And just hearing about heat, it ain't had nothing to do with that shit. Like, yes, the crowd has a, you know, they have something to do with it. But it's like, what motherfuckers think, like, all these smart ass tricks that's not inside a wrestling biz and never step foot in the fucking ring. Whatever you think the term heat is, it's not. It's a probably the polar opposite of what you fucking think. And that's not just the tip of the iceberg, man. The kicker is, they had, like, you know, they got all these trivia games on the web, like, you have any type of trivia just to kill time. But these motherfuckers actually had a fucking wrestling insider term trivia quiz. Like, I can't make this shit up. So, you know, being the curious motherfucker I am, I went on ahead and clicked the shit. I said, okay, for one, I'm in the biz, so I'm probably going to know all this shit. But I'm thinking that, you know, one of the boys did this shit, so the shit going to be hard as hell. Man, these motherfuckers pretty much use everything from that Wikipedia list. And I passed that shit, of course, because it's fucking basic shit. Shit I knew before I even started podcasting or ring announcing or in the biz in general. Well, shit I thought I knew, just the terms I seen on the internet. So I passed the shit. 100. And all I could think about is, how many of these smart-ass tricks take this fucking trivia quiz and pass it, get 100 just like I did, and think they know every fucking thing, like more shit than they think they already know about professional wrestling, based solely off this fucking foo-foo ass quiz. This shit crazy. And I understand why, I'm not gonna say I understand, but I see why a lot of these motherfuckers, like, I see why y'all act the way y'all do. And I'm gonna say this once more. Y'all know what they allow us to know. If they didn't want us to know none of those fucking terms on the internet, them fucking terms wouldn't be on the internet, because ain't no motherfucker that's come up with that shit. Somebody from the biz, like, put that list out there on Wikipedia or whatever. So that's just the basis of shit. Like, if you really want to know the shit like me, I could use all the fucking insider term talk I want. At least the shit I know about, because if I get in front of a vet talking some shit I don't know about, they gonna charge my ass, and I ain't got time for that shit. So the shit I just, like, for sure know that I could, can't nobody fuck with me on some shit, I use that shit. But y'all gotta stop listening to these fucking shoot interviews, and I bet you any kind of money that is some smart ass tricks that looks at these wrestling seminars on YouTube that don't even, they have no, like, they don't have no plans of joining a fucking wrestling school or getting the biz, but they watch these fucking wrestling seminars just to learn, like, the fucking, they probably want to, they do this shit just to pick up inside terminology or some shit like that. They don't want to apply that shit or none of that shit. So, you know, the pro wrestling seminars is on YouTube, so it's for everybody, but, you know, mostly just the fucking people that's in the biz, like trainees or some shit. They the ones that, like, actually watch that shit and keep watching that shit, just to, like, get some for it so they can apply it to their shit, not so they can just talk amongst their little weird ass friends. So that's all I'm saying about that, man. Y'all motherfuckers, stop acting like y'all know everything, man. Y'all don't know shit. And I'm gonna say we don't know shit, because I don't know everything about the shit either. So I'm just going to go ahead and move along. So another thing that kind of grind my gears is fucking these independent podcasts that have patron accounts or Patreon, whatever the fuck it is. And I say independent podcasts as myself, but I ain't got a fucking patron account. You know why I don't have a fucking patron account? Because who the fuck is going to pay me money to listen to my shit? And I see a lot of motherfuckers on there like, oh, you have subscribed to our Patreon, give us $5 here, and you'll get unreleased footage of our show, and you can hear the show the day before it airs. Don't nobody give a fuck. Like, y'all shit sound like everybody else out there to begin with. Like, why the fuck I'm gonna pay you $5 to hear a fucking recap show? I watched the fucking pay-per-view. I watched Raw. I ain't gotta pay y'all shit. Now, if it's like Chris Jericho or somebody saying, you know, buy my Patreon and I'll send you some shit, then, hey, I could do that. But I even see motherfuckers on there saying, you know, give us money, we'll give you a signed picture of our show. Don't nobody give a fuck about y'all. We don't know where the fuck y'all is. And for all my damn podcasts and buddies that got Patreon accounts, I'm sorry, man. Y'all just going to have to fight me on this one. But I don't believe in that shit, man, unless you just like... I can't dial back on it because I already said it. But I have to say, some people with their patron accounts for their fan base is worth it. But if you like come out the gate, like it, unless you like you built up a little following to do that shit, then go ahead. But if you come out the gate with a fucking patron account, you I ain't gonna say shit because like I don't even like running fucking ads on my shit trying to monetize my shit because I don't feel like I'm just there yet, but, you know, I am in my world because I'm doing some numbers. So at this point, like, I kind of have to monetize my shit just so I can get some in return. Like, you know, this shit ain't cute. Like, motherfuckers want some money. So I guess I shouldn't have came down so hard on people that got Patreon because, you know, hey, if you can finesse a motherfucker out of $5 for your shit, then, hey, so be it. But I ain't fuck with it. You ain't getting my money, so... Shout out to all y'all with your patron accounts, motherfuckers. But the next topic I'm going to talk about is female talent, mostly on the indie scene, with OnlyFans accounts. Oh, they popping it for pimp on the internet, boy. Man, ever since I entered into this fucked up ass world, and you notice how my voice got high. Yes, this fucked up ass world that we call professional wrestling, you see a lot of shit. And you see some shit that you wish you didn't see. And, man, on my fucking wrestling social media accounts, I see a lot of fucking females on there, like, promoting their OnlyFans. Some of them even be as bold as to put their fucking Pornhub link on their shit under their fucking wrestling 8x10 pictures. Now, if y'all gonna do this shit the right way, do it like fucking... I've seen some female talent with patron accounts. Now they sell their sexy ass 8x10s. I know Jordan Grace and Faye Jackson got that shit jumping. Now they almost had me for a minute. I was about to say, take all my fucking money, Jordan Grace and Faye Jackson. But, you know, I can't give in because I'm in a whole relationship and I don't feel like dying. And, you know, she a nurse and she won't even bring me back to life. And she just act like she'll say she is resuscitating me and fucking collapse my chest or some shit. Shit I ain't got time for. But... y'all females with the OnlyFans account, hey, I ain't mad at you. Get your money, queen. But I guess it's like kind of biased as fuck because I'm telling people like not to have fucking patron accounts and I'm going ahead and champion these damn OnlyFans accounts. Well, you know what, a lot of these podcasters don't show titties in their patrons, so you know I gotta kind of go towards the OnlyFans side. Like, not saying I'm a subscriber to that shit, cause if y'all seen the prices on these OnlyFans shit, they be taxing. Man, I ain't paying nobody no $20 a month so I can see you play with your cat with some long socks or some shit. Oh, like, shit, I ain't got time for. But hey, shout out to all the females out there, all the female wrestlers with your OnlyFans accounts. I ain't gonna say no names, but y'all know who y'all are. So. The next shit I'm going to talk about is more so of a campaign. This is going to be my new fucking campaign. It's going to be the fucking Make Wrestlers Look Tough Again campaign. Now, I knew when I was going to say this shit, I'm probably going to get a lot of heat like with the, you know, independent wrestlers or the boys, if you will. Not motherfuckers I know, because all the indie wrestlers I know, you know what I mean, they'll knock your head off your shoulders. But I'm just, it's some serious shit, man. Like, it ain't even just with indie, man. You can see, like, a lot of these wrestling promotions, even your favorite ones. Like, I remember, you know, growing up watching wrestling, you know, you see motherfuckers in there, just these fucking big burly-ass men's walking around, fighting each other, grabbing them, putting them in headlocks, all type of shit going on. Very secure with their sexuality, wearing them little-ass drawers and some boots in a wrestling ring and grabbing on each other. And even when I went to my first indie show as a kid, them motherfuckers look tough as hell. I remember me, my brother Kyle, cousin Bruh, my other cousin Antoine, who's the Midnight Rooster wrestler in Mississippi. We ran up to one of them motherfuckers, like one of them damn heels. This motherfucker had his mask on after the show, walking to his pickup truck. We tried to holler at him or whatever. He just gave us a big ass look, like mean ass look, like, you know, don't fuck with me. And that's how it is now. Like, well, I ain't gonna say that's how it is now, because I'm talking about these motherfuckers, but back then, them motherfuckers looked tough. And even like with WWE now, even if they not like the toughest motherfuckers in the world, they big as hell, so they gonna make you like think before you run up on one of them motherfuckers. Like, I don't give a fuck what people say, man. I'm not about to run up on Big E or Braun Strowman. So, you know, them UFC fighters could call them soft all they want. I just have to hear that story from the first motherfucker that try them, but I ain't gonna try them. But a lot of these indie shows or indie wrestlers, man, like, I'm trying not to, I don't want heat with nobody, man, but I say my own boy Big Smooth, like, he's like the epitome of a fucking heel. And like, a lot of these indie wrestlers are heels. Like, everybody want to be a fucking heel now. Like, don't nobody want to be a baby face. Everybody wants to be a fucking heel. And not only do they want to be a heel, they want to be them fucking dark ass, maniacal, sinister ass heels. Like, we got too much of that already. But fucking Smooth, it's like, with his ass, like, when we go to a show, like, the fans, like, they don't see this motherfucker until he come out them curtains. Mind you, this is an indie show. We get there, like, they get there early as hell, you know, do all the setups and all that shit. You know, people, like, they scattered out across the building, going out to the community doing this. Don't nobody see this man. This man bring his own fucking food. Once he in that fucking building, he is in that building. He fucking going around the back for shit. Like, he is not going through the common area at all. They see his ass when he come through them curtains. They see his ass when he go back in them curtains. And that's the last time they fucking see him. I ain't get it at first. And honestly, I didn't even fucking notice it at first. But, like, just talking about it now, like, this motherfucker might be the truth when it comes to this heel shit. And a lot of these heels now, I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy in the world, but if I think I can whoop your ass, then it's a problem. like I said, I'm not the toughest motherfucker in the world, but I can't take care of myself. But it's like, with my promotion, I could sit in the locker room and I see the fucking vest, and I can see a lot of those guys, and I can just pace the room. And for the most part, I can say for Victory Championship Wrestling, I wouldn't try a lot of those guys, because, like I said, they look like they done did some shit. Like, one of our managers, Wicked Nemesis, he's a manager, and I know for a fact that he can whoop about like 90% of these indie wrestlers' ass. Like, matter of fact, this motherfucker was known for putting hands on people. If you don't believe me, ask your boy Paul Lee, the fucking great value Ric Flair of the indies. Woo! Ask him about the Wicked Nemesis and see what he got to say about that. Like, ain't nobody fucking with him. And like I said, he's a manager, and he can take care of himself. And it's a lot of indie wrestlers that can. Like, you know, you got like tough looking motherfuckers like Tommy Maddox and Huckabee and Orion Bishop and all of them. Hell, even Johnny Slaughter, like, he not a heel, but that motherfucker, he look crazy as hell. Like, I wouldn't try his ass. I'm gonna try him on TV. I'm gonna slap the shit out of him on TV, but in real life, maybe not. I'm just talking about these young motherfuckers. I've just seen some shit that kind of upset me. And it's like, when you in the business, it's like, I'm like, damn, this man, he a wrestler? You see these motherfuckers walk through the door. And I seen somebody, I ain't gonna say who it was, but I seen some motherfuckers come in. I'm looking like, who the hell let these fucking fans in the locker room? They like, they dad must wrestle or some shit. Then I seen them come out the curtain and wrestle. I'm like, 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 this what I'm in for? But, hey, the motherfuckers who know they can take care of their own, they can handle their shit. Y'all ain't gonna get mad at me. The only motherfucker that's gonna get mad at me is you old shoe-fit motherfuckers. But then again, you probably don't even notice. So, like, the boys don't really listen to this shit anyway. So, if you heard about it, I ain't gonna say come see me. I ain't trying to fight nobody. But, you know, the only thing you can do, probably you could probably outwork me in the ring. If we ever wrestled, if I ever decide to wrestle, you can outwork me. And you can put more holes in, make me look dumb out there. Just know, I'm going to see what them hands said backstage and see what the fuck really going on. I'm going to let the world know that I fucked you up. Let me stop talking about these motherfuckers, man. If you know, man. O'Hagan and Wick was talking about, like, you know, about 70% of wrestlers, like, haven't been in a real fight. I believe that shit. Like, I know the motherfuckers that who scrap for real. Like I said, the ones that can get down, I know that they're not going to be the ones hurt about the shit, so they ain't got a problem. So, like I said, the motherfuckers, that's going to get hurt about it. And I ain't going to need security for y'all. Because more than likely, if I'm talking about you, I can whoop your ass. I don't talk about nobody if I can't whoop their ass. So, I'm going to get into one more and I'm going to take a fucking break. I ain't did that shit in a while. Like, fucking take a break between shit. Like, I guess I'm just on the fucking roll today. Like, my episode's been short as hell lately. But I guess I'm just real passionate about this shit I'm saying right now. So, I'm going to talk about another one. This one, I hold this one near and dear to my heart. Wrestling fans, smart marks in particular, smart ass tricks. Take a fucking bath. Wash your ass before you go to these shows. Before you go anywhere, man, fucking get you a wash rag and fucking wash. Like, come on now. It's a damn shame. I'd have been to a lot of these shows, not just fucking indie shows. Like, that's a whole nother level of funk. I'm talking about these big time shows like fucking WWE. And I'm pretty sure AEW got some funk in there too. But these WWE shows, man, them motherfuckers put their hands up. Yay! But you just hear that fucking, that funk just hit you like whoosh. That's just a gust of funk just coming to your nostrils and just taking you the fuck out of there, man. You don't know if you want to fucking cheer for your favorite wrestler or fucking die. Like, these motherfuckers like some straight onion motherfuckers. They ain't even a good onion. It's like, you don't want to cook with these onions. Like, these motherfuckers stink. I'm sorry. A lot of y'all motherfuckers stink, bro. I make it, you know, you see me at a wrestling show, but I'm about to be in that motherfucker. Oh, fucking, I'm in that bitch wearing fucking Dior cologne and shit. I'm all waved up, dripped up and shit. That's how I'm rocking. So, man, take a bath. And my black wrestling fans, y'all kind of piss me off the most because y'all ain't washing your ass either. So, I don't want to be backstage with y'all if y'all ain't washing your ass. So, I'm going to take a quick break real quick and I'm going to come back to y'all motherfuckers. Here we go. That's corny as hell. All right, I'm back with my bullshit, man. Y'all know my breaks don't be that fucking long, man. That shit just a quick chicken break. Shout out to Anchor for, man, for those fucking interludes and sound bites, man. They are fucking lifesavers, man. But I'm gonna pick up where I left off, man. I was talking about the damn, you know, wrestling fans not taking baths. Like, y'all motherfuckers be stank. Ain't no other way I can put it. Like, I ain't gonna say all y'all, man. Some of us actually care about how we smell and how we look at these fucking shows, because, you know, we actually care, you know, not now, but, you know, back in my single days, like, you know, we wouldn't mind, you know, picking up chicks after a show or some shit like that, but a lot of them be stank too, so it's it's just a lose-lose situation. But since I'm talking about y'all and not taking baths, another thing is stop being weird. Like, y'all motherfuckers just refuse to be cool. Like, I know it's a certain type of nerdery that goes into being a professional wrestling fan. Like, I consider myself a nerd simply off the fact that I do watch wrestling. Like, I don't watch anime and all the other shit. So, I'm like the one motherfucker professional wrestling fan that don't watch anime. But that's like, that's my nerd right there, fucking watching wrestling. But they just, I don't know if they know how to be cool. I guess I'm not just saying I'm just a coolest motherfucker around, but I know how to keep my cool. Like, when you go back there, like when they wait for wrestlers to come out for the shows and all that shit, you know, if one of them come up to me and I dap them up, that's good. But y'all be back there screaming like, grown ass men's hitting high notes like that over some men's, other men's, trying to get their attention and all that shit, man. These motherfuckers, I was at a show in Birmingham one time, these motherfuckers dressed up like Roman Reigns and was mad because Roman Reigns ain't come over there and holler at him. Man, Roman Reigns looked tired as hell. That motherfucker came out that bitch yawning and shit. He threw his hands up and got in the fucking minivan with Curtis Axel, Dean Ambrose, and Bo Dallas. Random shit I ever seen in my life. Now I'm trying to figure, like, man, where the hell are they going? All them big ass motherfuckers in that minivan. Let me catch them at a Waffle House or some shit. But that's another story. I remember I was at Raw in Chicago for Christmas, and my brother was just looking like, man, these motherfuckers, like, they just crawl out of a damn hole or some shit, man. It's like the fucking underbelly of society here, man. They look like they'll fucking kill you in your sleep sometimes, man. Like them fucking neck beards, I would stay the fuck away from them, man. Who knows what they got dwelling in them basements, like what they got cooking up, man. They got some mass destruction. They're going to come and not wear deodorant for another 2 weeks and come to a show and be all up in your grill with it and shit. And not only do they not wear deodorant, I guess I'm going back to this shit. They don't brush their teeth either. Like, their breath be a little hot. Not tart, but hot. And not in a good way, man. That shit be stank as hell, but I'm done talking about y'all for now, man. Take a bath. Stop being weird. Life don't revolve around wrestling, man. It's like, it's other things. Get a fucking hobby, man. Go to the gym. I don't know. Join a wrestling academy, man. If you like wrestling that much, man, fucking do it, man. If you in Alabama, go to Victory Wrestling Academy. The shit affordable. $75 a month. Can't beat that. Shameless plug. But, yeah, do that shit. But my next topic of discussion is, they did the season finale of Dark Side of the Ring a few days ago, and it was Owen Hart. And, man, I wasn't ready for that shit, man. That shit was sad as hell. Well, that shit had me all in my feelings, man. I remember that night, man. We was watching, I ain't watched the pay-per-view because, you know, some poor folk in the world, you know, we wouldn't get no pay-per-views. And I ain't even listen to the squiggly lines, none of that shit. But, you know, that shit came on the news. So that's how you know the shit was big. That shit came on Fox 32 News. They said that shit. I'm looking like, huh? Owen Hart dead. Like, we had literally just seen him the night before. They had a house show in Chicago before that pay-per-view, and Owen Hart was there. And I felt kind of bad because I was cheering like a motherfucker when the Godfather did his Death Valley drive on him. So I felt kind of bad about that shit. So, you know, always tell people, man, you know, I got to see, literally, I seen Owen Hart's last match before he passed. And I'll never forget that night, man. I won't forget the night I seen him wrestle that night, and I won't forget the night that he died. Like, the shit was sad as hell. But what's kind of pissing me off is, like, a lot of people is giving his wife, Martha, a lot of hell because she don't want nothing to do with wrestling. Like, she don't want this man. She don't want him to be in the Hall of Fame or nothing. She just don't want the WWE to say his damn name. Even his son said that shit. Like, they not fucking with WWE. They got their $18 million to dip the fuck out. And, you know, the shit was kind of, it's a little shady. I say that, you know, like with the harness and all that shit. But everybody jumping on Martha because, you know, they saying that she's ruining Owen's legacy because she won't let them put him in the Hall of Fame. And I ain't gonna lie, before I seen the documentary, you know, I was kind of mad too. Like, damn, Owen Hart should be in the Hall of Fame. Like, this some bullshit. His wife tripping, all that shit. She trying to get some clout and all that shit. Bret Hart ain't fuck with it, none of that shit. But after watching that documentary, like, I get it. I'm still upset that Owen will never be in the WWF Hall of Fame. But I understand this shit, man. Like, that's the reason. Wrestling is the reason she don't have a husband no more. Wrestling is the reason why Ogen, Athena don't have their father no more. So, of course, they want to stay away from that as far as possible. And, you know, even if he get in the Hall of Fame, like, they can't go up there faking the funk, you know what I mean? Like, wrestling took their whole livelihood away from them. So, they want to disenfranchise themselves with that. And I respect that. As a fan, it sucks. Because, like I said, I want to see him in the Hall of Fame. But, you know, we can still honor him without this shit. Like, we can still go back and watch all his matches, hear that fire-ass music me and my homeboy Mun used to talk about. I ain't gonna do all that shit. But all that good shit, man. Like, that's the way we can honor Owen Hart, man. Y'all leave his wife the fuck alone, man. Don't worry about what she doing, what the fuck she doing. she don't give a fuck about what he did in wrestling. All she cared about that she lost her husband. And that's respectable. And it's understandable. If he never wrestled, then he would still be here today. So, like I said, man, that lady don't owe a shit. So, I'm just going to say that, man. Salute to Martha Hart and their family for still staying strong. I know that shit was rough. Had to be rough on, but I'm not going to talk shit about them, man. There's a lot of y'all smart-ass tricks going crazy on the ass on these message boards talking about the shit. So, leave that woman alone, man. Let them have some type of peace in this shit, man. And donate to the Owen Hart Foundation if you can. So, R.I.P. Owen Hart, one of the greats. My last topic of discussion today is Jim Cornette must be stopped. Jim Cornette been going, he been going ham lately. Like, this motherfucker been batting for 1,000 for the last few years. And it's like, I'm going to say this, man, because I'm in the business. You know, I respect my elders of the business. Shout out to that click just now. But Jim Cornette, he been in the biz for 40 years now. He has a great mind for the business. Like, he's a fucking genius when it comes to that shit. And a smart guy all around. But he has a tendency to say some dumb shit from time to time. Most recently, his spiel about Becky Lynch and all that shit. And he is talking about Dana Brooke and all that shit. Like, Jim Cornette talk a lot of shit. But he can't, like, he can give it, but he can't take it. I said some shit about him. My nobody ass said some shit about him. And he blocked me on Twitter. Like, little old me. Like, the fuck? Like, you that butt hurt about some shit I said? And I wasn't even dragging his ass. I was saying, you know, that shit he said on NWA was, like, stupid as hell. Because the shit outdated. Like, you know what I mean? It ain't about motherfuckers being snowflakes. Like, you just got to get with the times. And Jim Cornette just refused to get with the times, which is why he's been fucking let go from every fucking wrestling promotion he's been in. He's saying, still using that same outdated logic, all that misogynist shit from the fucking 70s and 80s, and thinking that shit gonna fly now. And then when it don't, he get mad at everybody else and he wanna block everybody on fucking Twitter. And even though he talked the most shit, he talked shit about Kenny Omega, fucking Joey Janela. I understand that a little bit. The Young Bucks, Joey Ryan, like, he just always talking shit. And when will he stop? And when we gonna stop hyping this man up? Like, it's a lot of motherfuckers that take his side. Like, this motherfucker got a shirt of him, like, literally pissing on Vince Russo's grave, but get mad when somebody say some shit about him. Like, ain't that shit fucked up? And it's like, ain't nobody gonna just, like, straight run up on his ass, like, because, you know, Santino pulled up on his ass one time. You know, I'm going to say this. He got balls. Like, he ain't scared of no fucking body. Like, he going to get in your face, do all that shit, make him like a whoop your ass. Even though we know Santino Marella would have whooped his ass. But I also think that people are afraid to touch this man because you already know he going to be the motherfucker to sue. He, like, you know, smart ass motherfuckers like that. They talk all that shit to get you riled up. So when you finally put hands on him, he'll get his ass whooped. I don't even think he'll fight back. He just can't wait to sue your ass. And that shit crazy. So, man, Jim Cornette, man, you got to be stopped, man. Like, I listen to your show because, you know, you got some good stories. Like I said, you got a good mind for the business. You got some funny shit on there. But when you get into all that ranting and all that hee-haw shit you getting into, man, I just tune out at that point. Because, like, man, your fucking ideology, I can't even fucking say the word right, ideology, ain't that a bitch, is just fucking way off, man. Like, damn, give it the fucking time, man. As much as we don't want to, man, you just got to. Like, that's why your ass won't run a promotion now. And I'm sure MLW might have fucking got rid of your ass, like Sammy Callahan spit on your ass, like, hutch, all in you, just Montreal screw job your ass on live TV. And that shit was amazing, I ain't gonna lie. But just chill out, man. Like, you're a legend. Be legendary. You ain't gotta do shit to get you over no more, man. Relax. Enjoy retirement. Do all that shit, man. Just fucking chill. So, that's all I'm gonna say about that, man. So, I'm gonna go ahead and end it right there. Well, not really. I ain't gonna end it. I lied. Smart ass tricks. Let's go.
Smart gas trick, 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 smart gas trick.
And we're back with another rendition of Smart Ass Tricks. I'm going to try to get more consistent with this year since, you know, this is my bread and butter, man. I just love doing this shit, man. It's y'all just know the feeling, man. So I'm just going to go ahead and get right to it. I ended the episode talking about how Jim Cornette must be stopped. And this particular Smart Ass Trick is about the comments he made about Becky Lynch during her pregnancy. He said all type of wild shit, man. I ain't even gonna say that shit, man. Y'all listen to his shit and just hear what he had to say. So Seth Rollins naturally came to the defense of his fiance, the fucking woman that's having his child. So of course y'all motherfuckers went crazy again, since y'all about tired of Seth Rollins anyway with the bullshit. All y'all bullshit, man. And y'all just showed y'all ass as usual, and I'm just gonna go ahead and hop right into it, man. Dowin Thomas. Dowin. Man, I need a fucking Michael Williams or some shit, man. These names is killing me, but I don't even know what type of smart he is. He got his face fucking plastered onto a Big Papa Pump picture, so anyway. Cornette was giving his honest opinion on it from a wrestling business perspective because fans tweeted and wanted to know what he thought about it. Did he go too far? Yes, he did. And that's why he's getting heat for it. Here we go again with heat. Love or hate Corny, he's not fake about how he feels about something. He's not going to lie and sugarcoat it like Dave Meltzer does. Now, you know you got a picture of Dave Meltzer on your wall that you use for target practice, so I don't even see why you put your bae in there like that. We know Meltzer be lying like a motherfucker, but come on now. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one, and they stink. Except for mine. My shit smell like lemon water and roses, but that's not the... Oh, shit. Hey. I don't know what the fuck. This shit is wordy as hell. Like, Jim Cornette he just got to stop sometimes. Like, damn, like, you really going to talk about a woman having a baby saying it's not the time because she on top right now? Like, what kind of shit is that? Like, I just don't understand it. And you, Dowin Thomas, like, you're part of the problem, not the solution. So congratulations, Dowin Thomas. You, my friend, is a smart ass trick. Next. Obadiah Batten. This dude name is Obadiah. The name alone makes me think he an old smart, but he probably just a young smart with an old biblical name. But Obadiah, boy, I need to know what your nickname is, because he had all the names in the Bible to choose. They came up with Obadiah, Micah or something, Joshua, Deuteronomy, I don't know, something. But anyway, Young Smark, what an old name. So here we go. What a damn softy, LOL. Jim was right. Who would get pregnant while they're on top? It was a dumb decision, unless Becky doesn't want to wrestle anymore. A dumb decision. Like, who decides to fucking get pregnant, man? Seth Rollins just shot up the club one time, man. Ain't think none of it. He probably ain't even going with an AK. He probably just had a pew pew 22. You know, it just take a little bit to hit that egg and get you pregnant. But that's some dumb shit, man. I ain't gonna say, like, who gives a fuck, man? You know, wrestling, you know, fucking fans, like, we just think like wrestling is just the end all fucking be all. Like, all they want to do is fucking wrestle all their life. Like, there's like no end to it. I'm gonna say this. I've been in the business 6 months and I want to quit already. Like, this shit ain't the move. So, you know, they going in there and they making their money. Clearly she planning on exiting out. Like, you know, she's in her 30s, man. Like, the fuck? Everybody want to have a family. And it's not like she just started doing this shit, bro. Her and Seth Rollins been doing this shit for a minute, bro. They thinking about some in-game shit. So that shit is dumb as hell. So congratulations, Obadiah Batten. You, my friend, is a smart-ass trick. Next, Lamar Colbert. That's probably the fucking closest like we have to a fucking a normal ass name. So I ain't even gonna drag you too much for that. Like, you know, it's a decent name. So let me go ahead and read it.
I'm happy Becky is having a baby and all, but listening to the interview where Cornette said all that stuff, I really can't disagree. She got a guaranteed contract to perform, and now she can't, all because Seth can't pull out the driveway. That was actually pretty good. Shout out to him. She ain't the only one that got fucked in this situation. Vince kind of did too. Man, how you going? Would you like somebody to talk about your mama like that? She ain't the only one that got fucked in this situation. Like, that is some fucking, what is going on with this fucking male misogyny shit? And y'all smart ass tricks, y'all got some nerve trying to be misogynist, because y'all ain't massage a pussy ever in life. So how the hell y'all going, like, are y'all jealous that, you know, somebody, that Seth Rollins actually stuck his dick in something? Like, is that what it is? Like, y'all got the nerve to be women bashers. Like, I don't get it. That shit's fucking crazy. Like I said, they weird. They just refuse to be cool. Like, they don't even want the pussy. All they want is the fucking arm drag. Or the fucking hot tag. They want to say heat. All type of shit. Like, oh my God, bro. Congratulations, Lamar Colbert. You, my friend, is a smart ass trick. Next. I'm going to do one more, man. I can't do this shit no more. Jeff Vincent. Okay, I'm actually kind of glad this week we got some fucking normal names. They're not common names, but it's better than some of the shit I done read, and the grammar's a lot better this week, too, so let's go. I get what Cornette is saying. Women wrestlers have a limited amount of time to earn, so unless she is retiring after she gives birth, this will severely cut into that time. This man said women have a fucking limited amount of time to earn. And the dude under him, Andre Brown, he said they also have a limited time to have kids. Well, he treated your ass, boy. And it's so true. Like I said, she's 33, bro. Like, you know, when you get after 30, you know, that clock start ticking, man. You know, they gotta, I'm sure she wanna have some kids, but you know, she not getting no younger. Like, I guess they think she just in her 20s and all that shit. No, she's 33, about to have her first kid. So wrestling ain't forever, but family is. So this motherfucker, like, it actually, like, it's mind boggling that people are actually agreeing with this shit that Jim Cornette is saying. Like, y'all telling women what to do with their bodies, when and not to have kids, just because you want to see her wrestle in spandex and fucking jack off to her moving across the TV screen. Oh, this armor. That's all y'all care about? Like, y'all, like, really? And when y'all saying y'all's getting tired of Becky Lynch to begin with? Y'all saying y'all's growing sail of her? Oh, she's being pushed down her throat. Oh, she's growing stagnant. Now she pregnant. Now y'all butt her like, what? She's pregnant. Oh, that means she won't be on TV anymore. Oh, we can't see her. Oh, whoa. Fuck y'all, man. They ain't no shit make a motherfucker's smart ass trick happy, man. That shit, man. Y'all talk all this shit, but as soon as y'all pull a motherfucker off TV or some shit, y'all want to get all butt hurt about the shit. Like, leave that woman alone, man. The best y'all can do in this situation, you know, she can't unpregnant herself. Well, technically, she can, but it's frowned upon. I wouldn't encourage that. But it's done. They're having a kid. They're going to make this shit work. They're going to do some things. Like, I'm interested to see how that shit going to work with both of them being top-level performers and all that shit as far as home life go. So, you know, Nanny going to pretty much have to raise that child for the first few years or whatever. But, hey, they got the rest of their life, so you just never know, man. So the best we can do is just wish them the best with their happy family. And hey, that family, that kid gonna grow up and say, man, I had some cool ass fucking parents, and you smart ass tricks and just cry about it. So fuck y'all, man. Y'all just, I don't know what the fuck wrong with y'all, man. Let me stop this shit, man. I'm gonna end it there, man. Fuck it. That's the end of this episode, man. Thank y'all for listening as usual. You know, I'm sorry if I ruffle some feathers again. Like, you know what I mean? I can't just not talk how I feel, man. That's like just, that's my appeal, I guess. I guess I'm like the logical Jim Cornette. Like, I say shit, it's true shit, but I'm not like on some dumbass shit or whatever. So I hope that's what y'all got out of this, man. But listen to me on Apple Podcasts. Follow my shit, subscribe to my shit. Rate my shit 5 stars if you fuck with me, 1 star if you don't with your bitch ass. Leave me a review. Talk about, tell me what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear. I ain't gonna listen to that shit no way, but hey, feedback is pretty cool. I've been getting some new shit, so. And you know, I've been I hit the top 50 fucking wrestling podcasts in Germany, so that's pretty much that's pretty cool. So shout out to Germany. I fuck with y'all. If I knew your language, I would speak it right now. But follow me on Spotify, 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 Spotify. Since I'm on the charts there now, so I gotta keep saying Spotify. Every time I Spotify, I gotta say Spotify. So follow me on there. If you listen to me on Anchor, like my shit, put a gold star on that shit. Leave me a voice message, talk some shit with me. Hey, we could do it right there. I'm on, like I said, I'm on everything, man. iHeartRadio, all that good shit. Still waiting on Pandora, old bitch asses, to go ahead and green light my ass on that shit. But hey, it's all good. I'm on all type of shit, man. Follow me on Twitter, SmartKenry85. The world's strongest smart. Play with me if you want to. Like, y'all motherfuckers still ain't challenging me on some shit. Like, this shit is boring now. Like, I've been throwing out the gauntlet for almost a year now, and don't nobody want to take me up on my offer. So, fuck y'all. Nah, I'm just kidding. But, yeah. Shout out to, shit. What was on? Yeah, I was hyping up the fact that I was on Life's a Botch podcast. That was pretty cool. And my man's, Dwayne, highlight. He actually put out an album, so I'm going to go ahead and check that shit out, because that shit is, the clips I heard was a fucking banger, so, I'm just going to leave it at that. Shout out to everybody, my brother Kyle. I got to say Mario's name. I ain't said Mario's name in a minute, so y'all know them my fucking bros, and I'm just going to end it on that note. Hope y'all enjoyed it. I'm out. Bye, bitches.